That's a great segue for what I'm going to close the show on. So yes, it is Good Friday. I'm going to take you all the way to the top of the hour with some thoughts on this. I think that leadership makes a difference. There's an old phrase that as goes the king, so goes the country, right? And I say that in relation to what we've been experiencing this week with the leadership of the Trump administration on matters of faith. I am not saying that Trump is not accommodating the fact that other people have other faiths. He's never said you can't have your faith. But he's saying he has his. That's the difference. Biden tried to pretend that he was a practicing Catholic. You know what? I shouldn't say it that way because I don't know. Maybe he's just misguided and thinks he is. But under Joe Biden's administration last year, we watched Easter have to share its official time under the Biden administration with the Transgender Day of Visibility, which was just, it was obnoxious. It was a slight. It was indifferent. It was also a lack of leadership because all of the LGBTQ activists who asked for it to be assigned knew exactly what they were doing. And Joe Biden's administration caved to that because they couldn't understand the fact that there are times when there are certain things that don't have to be touched. You're allowed to say, hey, no, gay activists, we're not going to do that. We'll treat you special another day, but that is actually one of the most special days for most of the world in terms of faith. They didn't do that. This week, though, we've seen quite the change. This week, the Trump administration has been very clear. And I've got a couple things I want to go through, and I'll tell you, the as goes the king, so goes the country thing. President Trump issued a proclamation for Easter earlier this week. And in it, he made no bones about his belief that Jesus Christ is the Messiah and that he was crucified, died, and then rose from the dead on the third day. And this week he hosted a series of events, one of the most significant being Wednesday night. They had a staff worship service at the White House. Franklin Graham came and spoke, along with Pastor Greg Laurie another pastor, Jansen, I believe, and then the Liberty University sent their choir to sing. Franklin Graham delivered his comments, and he looked over at the president at one point, and he said this. He said, Mr. President, there's been a spiritual drought in this city for a few years, so I'm very grateful for the Easter declaration that you put out. Because Trump's Easter presidential message was he and his wife Melania celebrating, this is a quote, celebrating the crucifixion and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the living Son of God. And they actually set up a White House faith office to talk about how to observe. Why does that mean? That matters because it's not just faith, it's faith with leadership. There's a passage, I believe it's in 1 Kings 22 and 23. King Josiah took the throne at the age of 8 in Israel. His father had been just a complete knucklehead of a king and led the country completely astray. It was so bad. I talked about it the other day. It was so bad that Israel had forgotten what the temple was even for the most part. The temple was filled with male prostitutes, pagan idols, and it was falling into disrepair. And by the time he was 20-ish, 20-something, Josiah decided to at least repair the temple. So he sent some workers down there to take care of it. And in the course of doing so, they found something. They called it a book. And Shaphan the scribe, who worked for the king, brought it and said, the workers at the temple have found a book. And that's all he said, have found a book. That book was the Torah, the Bible, the Jewish Bible. It was basically the Old Testament written by Moses. And the king didn't know what it was. The king of Israel didn't even know what the Bible was. They had gotten so far removed from their faith that the king didn't even know what the Bible was. But it says that when he read it and he realized what he had in his hands, that it moved him incredibly. At that point, scripture says, Josiah got the people together and he read it to them personally. And he told them, this is what we're going to do. He tore down the idols. He kicked out the male prostitutes from the temple. He repaired the temple. Scripture says at the end of 1 Kings 23 that no king before or no king after him has ever served the Lord like Josiah. Out of all the people in the Bible, out of all the great men of the Lord, Nobody, it says, had a eulogy like him. That's amazing. And what it also says is leadership. Leadership leads people back to faith. People look and they see what's going on. They looked and saw what was happening this past 4 years. The level of disdain and at the very least indifference to the idea of the Christian faith being supported by the office of the presidency was just amazing. And now we're on a completely different wavelength. And I think it's imperative that we understand that what we're watching right now is a part of what we voted for. And those who hate Trump already are going to say, it's not real. It's just a photo op. You know what? I know this. Scripture tells me if you can say Jesus is Lord, it means something. And he does. So what I'm going to do right now is in a minute, I'm going to take a break and I'm going to come back from this break. And I don't usually play a sound clip this long, but I think it's important for us to end the show on Good Friday, hearing what Donald Trump himself said Wednesday night at the White House. Just a part of it. He spoke for about 9 minutes. I'm going to play you about 2.5 minutes of it. And we'll take a break right now. Take the break, JP. We'll take the break right now. We'll come right back. But yeah, leadership and faith. Oh, yeah. It matters what your leaders do on matters of faith. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, making common sense like a superpower. All right, I got several text messages I'll get to. Lisa from Huntsville says, have a blessed Good Friday and Easter. And said, by the way, if they weren't drinking margaritas, my guess would be either a Mambo Taxi or a Mojito. Maybe so. Anita from Hatton, Alabama says, does this Maryland mess fall under Logan's Law or Logan? I think she means the Logan Act. And I don't know the answer to that question, but I'm going to check it out. And then Shane from Athens says, the yellow dog needs a screaming goat sound. Just to go ahead. Grades are in from John from Hunts. Before I get back to my topic, I'll tell you real quick. He says, Lee and Butters get a solid A for their equally solid performances. Means today's co-winners are the King of Sports, JP, and the magnificent Phil Williams with a perfect A triple plus. Congratulations, and I hope you, JP, and everybody at Right Side Radio have a wonderful Easter Sunday. Thank you, John. We wish the same for you, my friend. Thank you for being a part of the fabric of this show every single day. So I got to tell you, back on this topic of leadership, and keep me on time there, bud. King Charles III, King Charles. I was talking about leadership and faith a minute ago and what it matters. King Charles, who, by the way, is partly designated as the head of the Church of England and defender of the faith. He didn't celebrate Palm Sunday earlier this week. He instead celebrated the Sikh holiday of Waisakhi. Okay. He also issued a rather obligatory Easter statement, but in it he used the opportunity to extol the virtues of Islam. I kid you not. His quote was, "The love that Christ showed when he walked the earth reflected the Jewish ethic of caring for the stranger and those in need, a deep human instinct echoed in Islam and other religious traditions, and in the hearts of those who seek the good of others." That's the most tepid. Can't we all just coexist? I don't really want to stamp out for my faith thing. I think I've ever, that was not leadership, is what I'm saying.
Well, JD's joke, the first Islamic country to have nukes will be the UK. Unfortunately, that's, yeah.
Wow. Oh, man, I hadn't heard that, but that's awesome. By the way, JD is in the Vatican today celebrating Mass at Vatican City because he's a practicing Catholic. I mean, that's actually very cool. While he's there, he's took his family with him. They're celebrating Mass in the Vatican, and then they're headed to a meeting with Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni. I want you to hear what President Trump had to say Wednesday night. This is significant to me. This is leadership, and if you have any questions about where he stands, he makes no bones about it. This is Trump talking about the meaning of Easter. Play it.
Nearly 2,000 years ago, during the sacred week, the living Son of God entered Jerusalem in triumph. Soon after, the Savior of mankind, who brought truth and light into the world, was betrayed, arrested, and tried, beaten, and nailed to a cross, and crucified. For our sake, he gave up his life, and as the very great Reverend Billy Graham once said, God proved his love on the cross. When Christ hung and bled and died, It was God saying to the world, I love you. Those are beautiful words from a great man, Franklin, right? A great man, Franklin's incredible father. I went to Yankee Stadium with my father many years ago to watch your father. And you think we have big crowds today? It was some crowd. Never forget it. So thank you very much, and thank you for being here, Franklin, very much. 3 Day, your father would be very proud of you, by the way. Incredible job. You did. 3 days later, Christ followers found the empty tomb. Jesus had defeated darkness and death and promised new life to all of humankind. And that's what we celebrate each year at Easter as we joyfully proclaim on Sunday, He is risen. The death and resurrection of Jesus are the essence of the Christian faith. Whether rich or poor, healthy or sick, young or old, or in times of peace or war, Christians everywhere find solace and hope in the knowledge that Christ died for them and that they could be united with Him in heaven. And that's what we want. That's what we all want. The miracles of Holy Week set in motion a transformation in human existence. Countless millions of Americans have been moved by Christ's example to heal the sick, defend their families, lift up their communities, and make our country stronger, better, and greater than ever before. With God's grace over these past 3 months, and we have had a great 3 months. They say maybe the best 3 months ever for a president and an administration. It was really great. We have fantastic people, and they're people that believe like you do. But we've achieved more than most administrations they've been saying do in 4 years or even 8 years, just in a short period of time.
That's an amazing speech. You notice, by the way, he not only spoke about the significance of the event, he didn't water it down at all. He led on it from a personal standpoint. And then he also, oh, by the way, he raised up other people. He raised up Franklin Graham and complimented him on his father and said, your father be proud of you. He also raised up other people saying that it doesn't matter what your station in life is. So I say this to you as you head into the weekend. I do believe that Jesus is Lord, and I do believe that is meaningful not just for me, that's for you. That's for all of us. And this Easter weekend, I encourage you, spend some time in church, spend some time in reflection, and get in touch with the guy who sent his son because he loves you so much, and there's nothing you can do to change that. God is still on his throne, and there's more of us than there are of them. And oh, by the way, stay in the fight. We will see you Monday. Have a great Easter weekend.